Welcome to the Retail Economics Podcast, the hub of unique, independent, and illuminating insights on all things consumer and retail.
Welcome to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. It's designed to accumulate the latest key updates related to the fast-paced UK retail industry. My co-host and I will cover the latest top-line updates from the past week. Starting off with results in the food and grocery sector, Deliveroo saw losses narrow from £262 million to £32 million in the year to December, while gross profit climbed 13% to £726 million. Order sales fell by 3% in the period, but GTV increased from £22.90 to £24.90, and Morrisons recorded a pre-tax loss of £1.1 billion in the year to October, with interest costs rising to £735 million. Sales fell to £18.4 billion from £18.7 billion the year before, while fuel sales dropped by over £500 million. In other news, Aldi increased pay for its colleagues for the second time this year, raising hourly rates for store assistants and deputy store managers to £12.40 outside London and £13.65 within the M25. The retailer claimed the former was the highest level of entry pay ever offered by a British supermarket.
Also in food and grocery news, McDonald's is trialling a new staff uniform, which will allow employees to select items from a collection that they prefer. The company will also encourage employees to recycle uniforms at the end of their life cycle. And on the 19th and 20th of March, Asda will see strike action from staff who are GMB union members at its Wisbeach store, with 170 members reportedly set to take part.
Now let's move on to the clothing and footwear sector, where multiple results were posted this week. Mango saw turnover jump 15% to £2.64 billion in its 2023 financial year, driven by international sales, which made up just over three quarters of turnover. Spain, France, Germany, Turkey, and the US were the retailer's top performing markets in the period. And Summers saw full year turnover rise by just under 5% in the year to July, to £104.6 million. Gross profit for the period increased 3% to £61.8 million. The retailer noted strong in-store sales, which grew 13% year-on-year, supported by an expansion of its portfolio. Zara owner Inditex saw pre-tax profits jump 28% to €6.9 billion in the year to January, while sales increased 10.4% in the period. Online sales grew by 16%, while in-store sales increased 7.9%. The company noted the strong performance of its spring and summer collections and further revealed plans for an €18 billion investment to develop its logistics operations.
In other Inditex news, the company is coming under pressure from asset managers and shareholders to make a full list of its suppliers public. It comes as other prominent fashion retailers such as H&M and Primark published such lists, which include factory names and addresses. Sports retailer Decathlon created a new brand identity centered around a new brand icon called The Orbit, as well as a new blue color scheme for its logo and branding. It comes as part of the retailer's drive to bring innovative and sustainable sport to everyone. Meanwhile, Superdry confirmed it is in talks with Hilco to borrow £10 million to fund its turnaround and cost reduction program. The retailer is looking to borrow a further £10 million to help with seasonal working capital peaks as well as a six-month extension to the maturity date of its facilities with Hilco.
An exciting pay rise development took place this week, as Primark revealed a pay rise of over 9% for around 27,000 employees from the 1st of April. Retail assistants in England, Scotland and Wales will see hourly pay increase to £12, while those in London will receive an increase to £12.56. However, on the other end of the scale, Frasers Group filed a notice to appoint an administrator for online retailer Matches on the 7th of March, just 3 months after acquiring the business for £52 million. It is thought that the move is the result of several brands ending their relationship with the retailer, as well as heavy losses.
In health and beauty news, The Body Shop saw its US and Canadian branches file for bankruptcy despite remaining profitable as its UK business went into administration in February. Trading stopped at 50 outlets in the USA, with 400 jobs at risk, while 33 of its 105 shops in Canada also closed. It comes as HMV owner Doug Putman reportedly expressed interest with administrator FRP in buying the retailer. And in electricals news, Music Magpie saw revenue fall to £136.6 million in the year ending in November, with gross profit dropping slightly from £38.1 million to £37.9 million. The business noted strong Black Friday trading and confirmed the results were in line with expectations, while also recording a notable increase in the number of active subscribers to its device rental service. And Currys completed the sale of its Greek business Kotsovolos to Greek electricity supplier Public Power Corporation after initially entering a deal in November. The deal is worth £175 million and the transaction is expected to be completed in the first half of April. Also in Currys news, US investment firm Elliott Partners is abandoning its attempt to take over Currys following several failed attempts to bid for it, which the retailer's board rejected on the grounds that the company was being undervalued.
In DIY and gardening news, B&Q will stock paint, samples and decorating accessories from the Lick brand at its stores in the UK and Ireland. It follows the establishment of an online-only partnership with the brand last July, and Deliveroo expanded its partnership with Screwfix, which launched in November, to cover 15 locations. It launched at the same time as the wider Deliveroo shopping feature, which allows shoppers to order non-food items from sectors including DIY, electricals and beauty. Moving on to homewares, Dunelm non-executive Kelly Devine will step down from the board on the 5th of July to take on a new, full-time role as customer director. Devine will report directly to Chief Executive Nick Wilkinson.
Lastly, in department stores and specialists, John Lewis Partnership reported profit before tax and exceptional items of £42 million in the year to January, up from a loss of £78 million in the year before. Waitrose sales increased by 5% in the period, while sales volumes fell by 1.5%. John Lewis sales fell by 4% due to subdued demand for home and technology products, but trading operating profit improved. And Poundland is set to make its TV debut on the 15th of March through an advert drawing attention to its new clothing, homewares, and grocery ranges. The advert will run across the UK and Ireland until mid-April.
That's all for this week's news update. You've been listening to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. Let us know what you thought by posting a review or rating on your podcast platform. If you enjoyed this show, remember to follow us and tune in again next Monday for the latest updates. Sign up for more insight, including reports and thought leadership on all things retail and consumer at retaileconomics.co.uk. Thanks for listening.